And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. Health groups have a plan to cut Oklahoma's smoking rates in half in the next 10 years. The plan involves several policies, including prohibiting smoking in cars with kids and completely banning indoor smoking in places open to the public, says the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust Executive Director John Woods.
We know Oklahomans support these efforts. 71% of Oklahoma support smoke-free public workplaces. More than 80% of Oklahomans support prohibiting smoking in vehicles with minors.
Other actions include raising the smoking age to 21 and increasing the cigarette prices again. Oklahoma's Grand River Dam Authority has crews now working to restore power in Florida. This follows the devastation caused by Hurricane Michael. The GRDA's Justin Alberti says this is part of a national reciprocal agreement.
Kind of a nationwide mutual aid effort through the American Public Power Association. We're helping the city of Tallahassee because they're also a publicly owned electric utility.
He says 31 linemen and a mechanic will work in Florida for the next 8 days. More problems for the embattled Langston Hughes Academy. At Turley, a bus driver is accused of having sex with a 19-year-old. While that is above the age of consent, the girl has special needs. At the Page Academy in Sand Springs, 2 bedbugs are found in 1 room. They were dead. School officials say the room has been treated once and will not be used until it's treated again over the weekend. Meanwhile, Sand Springs is recognized at the International Association of Police Chiefs Convention. Sand Springs Police Chief Mike Carter says the city was honored for its ever-changing community policing program.
We modify the plan each year with input from our community, and then we adopt it by resolution through our council. And so it's a way that every year our citizens get a voice in how they're policed.
Sand Springs was cited in the 20 to 50,000 population category. In traffic this morning, a truck loaded with cooking oil goes up in flames on Highway 412. The fire overnight was between Catoosa and the Navigational Channel. That roadway was shut down about 2:30 this morning. It remains closed at this hour. Our weather forecast, an 80% chance of rain, 59 for a high, cloudy tonight, 42 for a low, rain likely over the weekend. Right now, rain and 53. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.